100.3 WRMB, Soulful Sunday, Deanna Williams, Derek Sampson joining us on the air is the sister of Marvin Gaye, Ziola Gaye. And Ziola, it's our honor to have you with us today.
It's my pleasure. Good morning. Well, it's morning here.
Yes, good afternoon. You're in Los Angeles now, correct?
Yeah, okay. I am.
You have written a compelling memoir of your life and that of your brothers called My Brother Marvin. What, at this point in time, inspired you to write this book?
Oh, Deanna, I had to. It was like I had so much built inside of me that had to come out. It was to bring it out, and it was a form of therapy for me. It was like closure for me. And, you know, I want my readers, when they read this book, to find closure also. I wanted to set the record straight of all the things that's been said or written about my family that people really didn't know. I wanted it to come from me. It's my perspective, my life with my family and my brother, especially Marvin. There was just so many reasons I needed to write this. And I just hope that my readers who read my book or anybody who loves Marvin will have learned, would have learned something that they didn't know, which I'm sure they will. They will learn because I told it all. I just poured my heart out, and I'm glad I did. I'm glad I did, and I think that's something my brother would have wanted me to do. Marvin was extremely, extremely honest man, and that's the way we were raised, to be honest and truthful, and that's the only way I could do it.
How are Marvin's children doing, Ziola, and the rest of the family?
I have not spoken with his kids in maybe about 5 or 6 years. I just pray to God that they're doing well for reasons. If you read my book, I guess you'll know the reasons why. But I also want to make it very clear they are my brother's kids, and I love them dearly. They're my blood. And I hope one day that we all could be a family again.
Yes. Talk about Marvin's legacy. Who is Marvin Gaye in the pantheon of contemporary music?
What's going on in the world today? And I think a lot of people, when they realize the song What's Going On, how relevant it was then, is just as relevant today. And I believe that a lot of people, especially new artists and even the older artists.
And so if you're interested in learning about Marvin Gaye from his sister directly, Ziola Gaye, this is the definitive book to read, My Brother Marvin, where she goes into his childhood, his relationships with his first wife, Anna, his second wife, Jan, his drug addiction, and more. This is the book to read. Ziola, thank you so much for joining Derek and I. Tomorrow we celebrate your brother's birthday, and today we honor his
birthday.
Music.
This is special for me, Deanna, because I don't usually do anything on the day of. April 1st is like a doomsday to me as far as I'm concerned. And I just look forward to the 2nd, and I celebrate his birthday and his life. You know, on the 2nd, I play his music, I dance, I sing, I sing balloons, you know. But I definitely appreciate you having me on your show, and I hope you continue reading, and I hope that your readers will get the book.
Where can they get the book, Ziola, before we let you go? Where can they get the book?
You can get the book on Amazon, or you can go to my website, which is ZiolaGaye.com, and go through PayPal. It will direct you to getting the book.
And Derek and I will be posting it on rmbphilly.com, our website, so that way our listeners can also find the book if they go to the website. Ziola Gaye. Oh, last question. Your favorite Marvin Gaye song?
I'm always asked that. I am so torn between that because I love so many of them. But I'll have to say I Want You really stands out, but What's Going On definitely is my all-time favorite.
I feel you on that one, lady. One of mine
as well. That record is the record that album is the album that got me into Marvin Gaye, the artist, the singer, as opposed to Marvin just being my brother.
Well, Ziola, thank you so much for joining us on 100.3 WRMB. Very tough interview for me. I was on the air the day of Marvin's death and had to break the news to the Delaware Valley, and it was so challenging. And to speak with his sister right now, in fact, I am in the final chapter of her book, where she goes into great detail about Marvin's death and how it occurred. This is a compelling book. I want to encourage you to get it. If you're a true Marvin Gaye fan, you're going to want to hear from his sister directly, a person who was in his home, in his life from the beginning, and goes deep into his experience as a man, as an artist, as a father, as a husband, as a son and a brother, my brother Marvin. And for the complete interview, if you want to hear more of it, the unedited interview, go to our website. We're still taking your votes, and of course the website is rmbphilly.com. So last minute votes, Stevie Wonder, Marvin Gaye, who's your favorite in today's Battle of the Best on 100.3 WRNB.